Cops in Moore, Oklahoma beat a man to death even though he did absolutely nothing wrong. Now, a family of three were walking out of a movie theater. Now, it was a husband, wife, and their 19-year-old daughter. The wife and the daughter got into some sort of argument, and the argument ended with the wife slapping her across her face. Then she felt very upset about it and started walking toward the car. As she was doing that, her husband, Luis Rodriguez, was following her to the car. Now, at that point, police arrived to the scene because they were already there for some unrelated incident, and they started asking him questions. The way that it ended is apparently they had asked him for ID. That's what the police is alleging. And Luis Rodriguez told them, hey, mind your own business. This is a family issue. It's a family matter. He refused to give them ID. And then they proceeded to beat him and spray his face with pepper spray. Now, we have a video that we're about to show you that's very, very difficult to watch. It is graphic, but it's the video that his wife was taking as the police were beating him up. And you can hear her screaming and asking if he's still alive. Take a quick look.
Luis, please. Luis, please.
Calm down, sir.
Luis, are you okay?
He's fine.
Is he bleeding?
I'm bleeding. All right, that's me. But I've got medical here. They're going to come check him out. Make sure he's okay.
Papa.
Here, I need you to get this. I'm not going to go through your stuff. Get your ID out for me, okay? What I want you to do, I want you to move right here. I want you to have a seat right on the pole, okay?
I'm recording because
that's fine.
This
you can record from
much.
Over here, okay?
Papa! Is he okay? He doesn't move!
They've got him. They're going to take care of him.
He doesn't move! You kill him! You kill him!
He's getting medical attention right now. I just need to stay over here.
You're killing my husband!
He was completely unarmed, no knife, no weapon, no gun. He stopped breathing when they put him onto the emergency truck, and they got him to the hospital. He was in stable condition momentarily, and then he stopped breathing again. He died as a result of this, and the daughter did talk to the press. She said five guys got on top of him, beating him ruthlessly on the head, just pow, 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 even with knees. When they flipped him over, you could see all the blood on his face. He was disfigured. You couldn't recognize him.